Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
My name's Troy.
And we're back in the room together,
Troy. We're back in the room together. We're touching
each other. We're holding hands.
We are holding hands.
At the 1.5 meter.
Yeah, distance. it's like a stretch, but we're still holding hands. I feel like you're allowed to do that.
I think so.
Even when social distancing, yeah. Right?
It says cough into your hands and then shake other people's hands.
Yeah, because you don't want to cough directly into their hand.
You know what they call that, though? What? They call that the Victorian handshake.
Great mates!
Oh, man, they are struggling right now.
Holy fuck. I feel, not to be political or anything, because, you know, I don't live in Victoria. This absolutely does not affect me.
Hey, me neither.
But you've got to feel for that, the Premier of Victoria.
Oh, man.
Like, people are going to, they're going to find him hanging.
Well, you think about it like this, like as a country, we were this fucking close.
Yeah.
We were less than 1.5 meters away
from victory.
And then it all just fell apart.
Oh.
And here we are. Second wave, baby.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Worse Jeez. Than the first.
Oh, way fucking worse than the first.
And way worse.
Man, it's really crazy. Like people in Victoria apparently are out there. They're getting COVID tested and then not going and isolating.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Like how fucking selfish, dumb, like what? It's a genuine cunt act.
It is. I mean, and look, I feel like, you know, wherever you fall on the political spectrum of your rights and freedoms, you just have to do the fucking right thing, man. Like, come on. If you have done the work and gone and gotten that thing shoved all the way up your nose. I've done it.
The brain tickler.
The brain tickler. I've done it. I've been COVID tested. I get it. But if you've done that work, just go home.
How hard?
Here's the thing, right? So I had to get tested because of work, right? So I had a runny nose, which was brought on by allergies, right? And so, but because of that and because of the work that I do, I had to get COVID tested, right? I couldn't just stay home and had to be done. So I went and got COVID tested. Within 6 hours, I had a text message saying that I was fine. 6 hours.
6 hours.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's all it took.
How – this just makes me furious now thinking of these people who are out. Oh, you know what? We'll get COVID tested. Then we'll stop by Woolies, get one of those new garlic bread roast chickens.
Fair enough.
Look, that's the only reason to spread COVID. That's
literally the only reason. If you are dead set, gonna do it, you may as well do it fucking all out. Get that garlic bread chicken.
If you put that on your reason of leaving the house,
yeah.
I believe they'll let you go.
No fine. You're fine.
They'll actually reward you.
They will. They'll give you an extra garlic bread chicken.
Yeah. They'll give you an extra leg.
It's 2 for 1.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But holy crap, man. I just honestly, I feel for that dude. I don't get into politics. Actually, I am getting into politics more and more, but that's not what we're about.
The hell no.
But yeah, I do feel for that dude. And then you got people who are attacking the prime minister. He's saying, oh, I was supposed to go on a holiday. And it's like, oh, come on, mate.
Come on, man.
Don't you fucking dare.
Now's not the time. You just had a fucking holiday.
Man, you're just in Hawaii.
Remember when the bushfires happened?
Yeah, but they got cut short because of the fires.
Oh, what is he, Polynesian?
Yeah. Bro, the fires.
The fires, bro. That cut my holiday short, eh?
Hey, you can't do that anymore. You'll get canceled, Chris Lilly style.
Man, hey, no, I can do it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not doing it in brown face.
Oh, yeah, true.
I think that's the biggest problem. I feel like the voice is fine. Like voice acting is a thing, right? But yeah, you just can't. You just can't brown face. You can't black face. Just don't put any color. If your face is white,
you can't do any other
face. Just leave it white.
Yeah.
Just be that white guy.
Man, you see, like, even sports teams are changing their names and everything now, man.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy.
Getting absolutely crazy.
You know what? They are the SJWs of the world.
Yep.
They are petitioning.
Sarah Jessica Parkers.
Yeah. The W. The W silent.
Yeah, exactly.
They are petitioning for breastfeeding to be called chest feeding.
Oh, come on now. No, why?
Because breast is too singular to to females.
You're going to find me hanging with the Victorian Premier.
Yeah.
If this keeps going, I'm going to be on the same tree.
Oh, mate, it is absolutely insane. I feel like 2020 has brought out the best and the worst in people because you have a look at Kanye West now.
Oh, my God.
Have you been seeing what Kanye West has been doing, man? Yes. This guy. Okay, what's the date today? Today, a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, is it's Wednesday, 22nd of July.
Okay.
And just yesterday, Kanye West came out and said, I nearly killed my daughter. We nearly had an abortion. I feel like maybe not, mate.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-person decision there.
Exactly.
And
also, you probably don't need to.
You don't need to talk about that. But he started crying on this press junket because he's pushing to be the president, which I don't believe he can because it was too late into the candidate
race. He's already, I think, he's well and truly missed the mark, but I think he's now pushing for 2024.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If he's not in the fucking loony bin the way he's going, man.
There is dead set something wrong with that guy.
100%.
Like, honestly. I think, you know, everybody kind of sits back and goes, oh, think about how sweet it'd be to like have all that money and whatnot. But I think it changes a man. I think it's like when you get too rich, you start to, because you can do everything.
Well, common sense goes out the window then.
It does. Because, you know, whatever you want to make happen, you can pretty much make happen.
Trump is like the leading example of this.
Absolutely. And then you get to a point where it's just like, well, fucking, you know, now I have to make up fucking just wild shit because, you know, the regular stuff doesn't do it for me anymore.
Well, that's it. And is it a case of like trying to stay relevant?
I don't know, man. Why? I don't know. I mean, Kanye West has never exactly been the shy type. He's never been one that's, you know, shied away from the limelight or anything like that.
And even before he got big, he was like cocky as hell.
Oh, absolutely. But this is a guy that's like, you know, comparing himself to Jesus and like all this sort of stuff, you know. So it's not like we haven't seen this kind of weird shit before, but this is kind of getting to a point where you're just like, you know, going to a press junket wearing a bulletproof vest and just, oh man, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird. And the worst part is, man, like this guy isn't young anymore. Like if he was young, you could say he could get away with it.
Yeah.
The guy's at 43 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty young to be a president.
It'd
be the youngest.
Yeah.
It'd be close too. Hey, here's the thing. Probably not going to happen. So
absolutely not. I mind you.
Look, America have had some issues in the past. They've made some terrible decisions. Let's not deny it. We have some American friends. Love them all. However, as a country, made some terrible decisions over recent years. I don't think they're going to do it again. Not to a point where it's like, you know, Donald Trump might have been a bit of an unknown sort of entity in the sense of how crazy is he?
Yeah.
You know how crazy Kanye West is.
Oh, man.
He puts it out there every time. So not worth it.
I don't know, man. I would love to see him become a governor.
Okay. The governator. Yeah.
Because, you know, like there's crazy people who can become like governators.
Absolutely.
So give him a test run, I say.
Oh, where?
Has Florida.
It'd have to be Chicago, right? That's where he's from, right?
Oh,
so give him Chicago.
Chicago is too big of a job for him.
Which by all reports is a bit of a mess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like he has to go to somewhere where, you know.
Oh, like Florida's
Florida, you know, just the epicenter of the world for COVID-19 at the moment.
Which is crazy. Used to be New York.
Used to be Victoria. Victoria's coming a close second.
It goes Florida, New York, Victoria.
Yeah.
Just as a whole state though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good times.
Good times. Oh my God. 2020. What a fucking roller coaster.
What an absolute roller coaster.
It is being, man.
Remember when bushfires were the thing though? Remember that?
Oh, I do. Remember when killer wasps came out for a week?
For a week. For a week. They were like the meme of that week.
Yeah.
And then they came out and then they were gone. And the next meme, which was COVID.
Yes.
Came.
Oh, and then, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing that is going on. Do you know if that is still going on over in the States? Because they formed their own country because of this movement.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh,
don't even get me started.
I have to talk about this because I find this to be,
you're gonna make me wild,
the most amazing thing to happen in 2020.
Sure.
Chaz.
Oh, chop. Chop, Chaz, whatever you want to call it now, whatever they're calling themselves. They
can't, I swear it changes.
It was Chaz, but then they realized that they can't call themselves an autonomous zone when within the first 2 days of being an autonomous zone, they were asking for help from the outside world. So they changed it to Chop, which I don't know what it means. And I don't even know if it's Chop anymore. I just don't care enough about the people that are doing it. I just can't do it because it seems like the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Mate, it is the most hypocritical movement I've ever seen in my life. Like it's so hypocritical, it's to comedic effect now.
Yeah, it's well, and that's the thing. I mean, if nothing else, we can take a bit of humor out of it, I guess, because that's about all you can do. You can only sit back and look at it and go, oh, thank fuck, that's not me.
Oh, man, because where is it? Seattle?
Seattle.
Fuck, I feel sorry for, like, any normal Seattle person.
Imagine being a business owner. You get a cafe.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Seattle mayor or whoever is like, okay, fine, you guys can have that autonomous zone. And you're there, you're just like,
what the fuck, man?
Fuck me, right? Like, come on, guy. I'm fucking right here.
And he's like, hey, COVID, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? yeah, I don't know.
But man, would you go into Chaz or Chop or would you go into Uncle Chop Chops?
Chop Chops. I don't even know if Uncle Chop Chop would go into Chop. It seems like a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like it's like
a dictatorship in there.
It's like a dictatorship in there, but it's also like the shittest festival setup you've ever seen in your life, but worse. You know, like people at festivals have to like shit in the grass.
That's
what's happening in Chop.
It's kind of like, you know, you don't really have to do that. There is all these buildings around you.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, hey, let's defund the police, but also we'll arm ourselves to the fucking teeth.
Yeah.
With AR-15s and we will be not police, but we're not going to be police. We're going to be like community fucking service fucking people or whatever they're supposed to. I can't remember what they call themselves, but they'll walk around with AR-15s and happily shoot at things.
Yeah.
It's wild.
How's that going for you guys?
Yeah.
Like I would love to phone in to someone over there.
I'm pretty sure, and I don't know, look, I haven't looked into it enough recently because I really fucking lost interest.
Yeah.
Because once I saw how bizarre it was that A, it even happened in the first place, B, it was still continuing, and then C, when I got a look at the people that were actually like making it happen, it's kind of like I'm out.
Yeah.
Peace out. I'm gone.
Yeah, because there could have been something, there could have been a great message that they were pushing for it.
Absolutely.
Except it was taken over by fucking insane people.
Yeah. So I guess my whole point with that is like maybe it's finished now. I don't know. Maybe it's been because I know there was talk about, you know, bringing in the police and pulling it to pieces and stuff like that. So right. I don't know if they've actually done that. I think they might have, but I'm not sure.
But you know, like how dangerous that would have been. Because people would have been in there. They would have been toting their guns. This is my right. I'm a citizen of Chop, Chaz.
Wherever.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's it.
Snap City, baby. And yeah, you have to now fight me. You've declared war.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's wild. People were getting shot in there, right? And then they would refuse to let the police in. And then obviously the emergency services won't go in. Without the police, unless they have that protection from the police. Because people are armed with fucking AR-15s.
Man.
And someone has just been shot, right? So an unarmed paramedic isn't just going to go, hey, sweet ass boy, yeah, I'll go in and fucking help your guy. But they refuse to let the police in. So the emergency service is like, well, we can't go in, right? It's too dangerous.
Insane.
And then they absolutely fucking chuck the shits because the emergency services wouldn't help some guy that I think eventually died. But, you know, they're like, hey, we'll protect you. Me, a guy who's fucking, you know, never fucking shot a gun before in his life. that probably just shot this dude in the leg.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just weird. Oh, man, it's weird. Anyway. Not for us to comment on because we're not there. Hey, maybe it's beautiful. Maybe it's a paradise.
I was going to say, you never know. Property prices could be really affordable there.
Well, yeah. They could look, maybe. It's the first draft. We all know sometimes the first draft of anything can be rubbish. So, you know, we'll go back and we'll see in a bit.
All those people who want like a one world order.
Yeah.
Here's like a peek behind the curtain of how that world would look like.
As soon as you think you can make it happen, some dickhead steps up and goes, oh, this place needs a leader. I'll be that guy. And then what happens? Dictatorship.
Man.
We move on.
And how do they decide the guy? They play a game of dice? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's a...
Because it has to be street level, like, decisions.
Was it street level decisions? Or does it have to be, like, the most, you know, like, I don't know. It's like when you... What's the most gender neutral fucking, like, you know, it's like something where you get a whole bunch of people and they just sing Kumbaya and the last person singing is the one that is the guy
or whatever. Helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really great question. I feel like it would probably be the divine spirit of Chaz.
Yep.
Choosing.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just know.
The divine spirit, the completely gender neutral divine spirit of Chaz Chop.
Yeah, Chaz Chop.
Chop.
R.I.P.
Anyway, it is what it is. It's happening. It's a thing that's happening. I think issues have moved on to like Portland now and stuff. There's other areas that are going through there.
It's like a zombie virus,
going
is
through
it?
Their movements. Yeah, imagine it's like a virus. Mm. You know, like we don't have enough viruses in the world at the moment.
I'm just waiting for Y2K to come back.
Anyway, really nice message in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they fucked it big time.
Oh, man. This is what happens when you give an inch. People take more than a mile in this case.
People take more than a mile. Give someone enough rope, they'll probably hang themselves.
Hey, I'm looking at you, Victoria.
Wow.
Fucking hell, man.
Oh,
this has been a very positive and uplifting episode.
Hasn't it? All right, well, let's switch the theme a little bit.
Okay.
What are you digging at the moment? Like, what's some stuff that you're really excited about?
I'm telling you one thing that I'm excited about.
Just one.
And I'm going to show you in my hand. What's this?
It is a game for the Nintendo Switch.
And let me move my Virgin card
out
of the way. My virginity card, not like a virgin.
Virgin Australia. Yeah. Well, that'd be useless.
Yeah, today. What is it? Just as good as my actual Virgin card.
Hey. I see it's a Pokemon game.
Yeah, I went and bought Pokemon. Pokemon Shield,
damn.
Mate. I thought, I'm not going to play this much. You know, like, I just got it. Yeah. Actually, my wife bought it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, oh, look, you've been looking at this. Why don't you get it? We got a gift card. I was like, sweet. And she goes, you're going to play it? I'm like, I'll play it a little bit, I think. Bro.
Haven't stopped.
Man, I'm like Pokemon Legend now.
Damn.
Yeah. I've been playing it, like, pretty nonstop.
Yeah.
And it's just like... fuck. Am I like a 12-year-old? Am I a child?
Hey, you know what? Hey, you don't let any, if I've learned anything from 2020, you don't let anybody tell you you're anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What I mean? You just do you.
Yeah. So that right there has been like just swallowing up all my time. And because like, how well do you know Pokemon?
All of it.
All of it?
Intimately.
Wow.
Of the original one.
Yeah, see, I only know the first 151.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing past that.
Because there's all these things going on in here and I have no idea. It's like a wild fucking blah blah showed up. And I'm like, oh, cool. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And it's like this thing made of like gears.
Oh.
And I'm like.
Oh, the old Geary boy.
Giro. Fucks me, I don't know. But anyway, it's weird and I like to say I'm loving it. But I don't know all those Pokemon. So I get really excited. Like when an old school one shows up, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fuck
I know
yeah,
that.
Onyx.
Yeah. Man, I got so excited when I saw an Onyx.
The shittest one.
The rock cock.
How many Pokemon is there now?
I have no idea. I reckon there'll be fucking hundreds.
There already was.
Well, there was 150. It was 151.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's more than 100.
It's not hundreds.
It's not hundreds. Okay, yeah. Fair.
I met you halfway.
Yeah.
A little bit over.
So you don't know how many Pokemon there is.
No.
Let's assume there's 300 and something.
I reckon there'll be 600.
600 Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's a fucking lot.
Okay. Let's take a quick Google. How many Pokemon are there?
I'm going to say 365. One Pokemon for every day of the year. Because if you wanted to have a battle every day of the year, you'd use like a different Pokemon.
Okay. So how many total Pokemon are there?
Yep.
So I don't know if this is in this game or not, but in total, there's now 807.
That's fucking too many.
That's too many Pokemon. Like imagine the people, those people just be like churning out those names. Here's Chero.
Yeah. It's like you just start, you're looking like, at things. You're like Brick from Anchorman. He's like, I love Lamp. Yeah. You're just like looking, Lampy.
Lampy.
Lampoid.
Yeah. Like, okay, come up with one name and then, like, create three others out of it because it'll evolve.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So you got, watch.
Yeah.
There's a watch in front of me.
Watcho.
So you got Watcho.
Watchy.
And then.
Watch us.
I like it.
That's usually how it works.
That's how it goes. Yeah, that's fine.
What about yourself? What's one thing that you're loving at the moment?
One thing that I'm loving. Well, I'll keep it in the same theme, but this is very fucking lame.
Okay.
And I don't want any of you to judge me. Because
it's 2020. It's judge-free.
Judge-free.
Judge-free since 2020, mate.
Look, I'm not a gamer by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
But one game that has caught my attention and has not let go is Angry Birds 2.
Bro.
It is so fucking addictive. Obviously, mobile game. It's the only way I play games.
Yeah.
If I can't play it on my mobile, then it's never going to fucking happen.
You know what? If I don't have the Switch, I'm playing games exclusively on my mobile or on my iPad.
And as you would.
Man, Angry Birds 2, I saw people playing that and I was like, oh.
Bro, let me tell you about that game.
There's puzzle games, bro.
Everything is in it. You know what? My partner, every now and then, she can tell when I'm on it. Because my phone is flipped sideways.
Yeah, as soon and you got as laser focus.
Yeah. As soon as my phone is flipped sideways, she's like, are you playing that bloody game again? It's like, yes.
Are you playing with those birds again?
Yeah. Haven't you clocked it yet? And it's like, no, you can't.
Yeah, you just
there's
keep
so
going.
Many goddamn levels, and there's so many different things, and they just keep throwing it at you, and there's bright, shiny colors
and
noises and shit. And you can just, you know, and you can just keep leveling up shit, and there is no roof.
Yeah.
It doesn't end. So
it's worse than crack.
It is fucking way worse than crack. If they could somehow, you know, I don't know. Look, this is a game that I swore that I'd only play for a little bit. Because normally if I get a game, I'll play it for a bit. And if I feel like I'm playing it too much,
I'll delete it. Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, I don't need this in my life. I got other things to do. Not this one.
No.
I've almost hit. there's a little thing that you can get. That it's they're kind of like rewards. So if you hit certain sort of things or whatever, you get these rewards, right? And one of the rewards is log in on 180 consecutive days.
Oh.
And I'm on 169. I said to myself, I was never going to play this game for that long, but here we are. I'm 169 days in.
You can't quit now.
Hey, I'm 169 days in. I'm 11 days away from scoring that legendary chest, which is going to give me some cool stuff in it. And that's how they get you. They just keep giving you things.
Man, you got to keep going because like, just imagine if you quit now.
Yeah. I've come too far now. My birds are too strong.
Oh, so they actually build up strength.
Yeah. You level up your birds, man.
Oh man. Yeah. That's how they get you.
That's what I'm saying. And there's no ceiling to how far you can level them up. And you think that they'd run out of levels, they'd run out of towns, something like that. No,
nah,
they
man.
Just keep making more.
And you know what they do? Sometimes, like I know some games like this, you go and like beat the game that way.
Yeah.
Then you can go back and do it on backwards.
Oh my god!
Reverse the levels.
Damn!
Imagine that shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
what like Mario Kart does.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Angry Birds 2. Get on it,
man.
It's free. Free game. It'll cost you your entire life, but the game itself is free.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Just quickly, because I want to say this because this shit fucking freaks me out.
Okay.
There are obviously in-app purchases, right?
Yeah.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. The same as normal games is like microtransactions or whatever. But with this, there are legitimately things that you can buy for like $160.
That's too much money.
They're in there for a reason because people are buying them.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
This is the question.
This is the question that I want to ask for this week.
What's the biggest?
What's the most you've spent on an in-app purchase on a fucking game?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because for me, it's $14.99.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but it's more than I fucking should have. Yeah. And I'd never tell my partner.
But you know what, though? If you think you've got all that free entertainment and you've paid that much for it, that's a good win.
Exactly. That is a good win. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There's like a
because like this game here, this Pokemon game was like $70.
Yeah, exactly. So until I reach $70,
you're winning.
I'm winning.
Yeah.
Anyway,
man, I don't even want to tell you how much money I reckon my wife has spent on Candy Crush.
Oh damn! How much you reckon?
It'll be over $200.
Over $200. Yeah, that's too much money.
I had to reel her in. I was like, "Bitch, I'm gonna delete Candy Crush."
Damn.
I'm about to crush that damn iPad if I see you. Yeah.
And man, it's a flashing
light. But you know what it was? It was on my account.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, okay. So she didn't know I knew she was like doing this. And I kept getting all these emails. I was like, you see this? I know what you're doing.
Well, hey, this is exactly the same principle that applies to pokies.
Yeah.
Pokies are fucking terrible.
Man, but they'll get you.
But they'll get you. They'll it's the you flashing lights. It's the music. It's man. Like the promise of a win.
Yep. Fucking psychological, man.
Psychological, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
But yeah, let us know what's the biggest in-app purchase you've ever done.
Yep, specifically.
Fuck, I'd love to hear some of these. Hit us up on the socials. Those links are in the show notes, but we'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Gaming Mates.
Gaming Mates? Wouldn't call it that.
We'll work
we'll
on that.
We'll figure it out.
COVID Mates.
COVID Mates. Victorian Mates.
Chad Mates.
That's the one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.